Sounds simple enough to me.
It does. And you know how, like, those TV shows, the, you know, those reality shows where they have a really great first prize, but then second prize, like, really sucks ass?
I don't know, because, you know, like, I don't really watch, like, reality shows, but...
Yeah, like Big Brother. Like, the first prize is $500,000, and second prize is, like, $10.
Is it really?
Yeah, something like that. But, I mean, the...
That's an insult.
Yeah,
that is an insult. Right. So how do we insult the serfs?
That's what I was going to say. What we should do is, first prize is $100. Second prize, like, an autographed photo of Fatty.
Not a winner, Miss West. No, Big Fatty, no winner there.
An autographed picture of Big Fatty is the second place. Prize.
Nude on a bearskin rug.
Perhaps Kim Beaver could come up with that. Kim Beaver, by the way, the official podcast. I mean, excuse me, the official bot. Blah. Bleh, zib, 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 zib. Kim Beaver, the official blog of Live It Up the Podcast.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sounds simple enough to me.
It does.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 737 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 30th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got to finish telling you about the big weekend. Plus, y'all, Big Fatty went by the P.O. box. Sounds simple enough to me, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all can't believe it. I cannot believe it. It is the last day of November. Y'all, we are the yes, Big Fatty. It is, the time is flying. It is flying. It has gone through the TSA and it's flying by. Yes. And y'all, quite frankly, it was not as difficult going back to the coal mine on Monday as I thought it might be, because I don't know, but y'all, I got a lot done, y'all, it was actually a pretty good day at the coal mine. So anyway, I weathered it well. Now, y'all, that is the macaroni and cheese with ham and the focaccia breadsticks. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And y'all, I'll get to that in a minute because y'all, I got to finish telling you about the weekend. I think when I left off, I had been very gassy in the Ford explosion after having the Thanksgiving dinner in Columbia. And y'all, I made it back to Charleston and updoted. Ah, Big Fatty. I updated the little, and I didn't update a fucking thing. Oh, poor Big Fatty. I uploaded the little show for Friday. And y'all, then I think I just went to bed because I was so jam-packed, fat and full. Fat and full, y'all. I was just fat and full. And then on Friday, I slept late. No, actually, y'all, I didn't sleep late the entire time. Because the body clock, y'all, when you get to be older, the body clock just goes, Big Fatty, it's time to get up. Time to get up, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I usually go ahead and get up. Piddle around, and you know, then there's always time for nipper naps, and y'all, I did my share of nipper napping over the Thanksgiving holiday. But y'all, you know, Friday was Friday, and y'all, I just didn't want to get out and all that, so I didn't. But what I did do, y'all, there was a coupon in the Thanksgiving Day paper. They put these little stickies on the front of the newspaper, and it's usually a reminder or something like that. Or sometimes it's a coupon. Well, y'all, it was a coupon for the Raisin Cane's, and y'all. So it was buy one meal and get another meal equal or lesser value for free. So y'all, I got the three chicken fingers meal, which came with the French fried potatoes and the garlic toast And y'all, then I got the chicken sandwich, chicken finger sandwich, y'all, and it came on a lovely bakery bun with a little lettuce and some of the special sauce they put on, the Raising Cane sauce, which it's okay. It is not mayonnaise-y. It's just a nice little dipping sauce, and it came with the French fried potatoes too. And y'all, I ate every bit of it, both of them, because y'all, I was hungry, and so I was a big fat pig. And then I was so fat and full that I went to bed early, and I don't have any idea. I didn't do a fucking thing on Friday, not a fucking thing, Big Friday. And then on Saturday. What did I do on Saturday? I didn't do anything on Saturday. I caught up on some of the TV programs that were in the DRC, then I contacted. Oh no, I did go out on Saturday and I did a little running around. And y'all, I went by the Piggly Wiggly, and I picked me up a fried chicken breast and the macaroni and cheese and the green beans and the red rice. And y'all, I ate about half of it, and I was like, ooh, Big Friday, you're full. And so y'all, I stopped eating it, and then I put the rest of it aside for Sunday. And then on Saturday evening, I contacted Granny and Miss Porter, and they verified that they were indeed going to go out to the on Saturday night. Because, y'all, that is our regular routine. And I said, well, Black Friday, I'll be there, too. And, y'all, I decided that I needed a little something. Because, y'all, quite frankly, it turned cold on Friday. And, y'all, I was bone weary. I had a bone weary chill. And, y'all, so I got up and I made me some soup. And now the weather rat had not mentioned that it was soup weather, but y'all, I'm telling you, later this week, I have a feeling we're going to have our first official, soup weather, designation day. Anyway, I made some of that Lipton, extra noodle chicken soup, and I ate about half of it, and then I'd had enough. But I just needed a little something in my stomach to warm the innards, warm up my gizzard, then to have a little something on my stomach before I went out drinking. And y'all, I got to the y'all, they've been doing this renovation. And y'all, they've put down new carpeting in there, and they've opened up the little cafe, which you've heard me talk about. But y'all, one of the things that they haven't done since the damn doors opened 12 years ago is, y'all, they bought brand new bar stools. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And of course, I got there at the regular time, and y'all, there were these two fat people sitting in our regular seats. And y'all, I wasn't gonna be rude and say, "Excuse me, these are the regular seats of Granny and Miss Porter. You're going to have to move." I was gonna just let them handle it. And anyway, they got there and we chitter-chatted a little bit and everything. And you know, they told some stories about things that they had been doing. And we called off on the quiz programs and everything, and had a couple of drinks, and then I chitter-chatted with some other folks that I hadn't seen in a while that were in there. You know, it was just a nice evening. And then about 11 o'clock, you know, I got there about 9:30, a little bit after 11 o'clock, I said, "Okay, it's time for Big Friday to go home. Thank you for calling." And y'all left. And came home, and I had left the electric mattress pad cranked up because I wanted the toasty toes when I got home. And y'all, I crawled in that bed, and y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, I had to dial it back some because it was just too lovely. But y'all, on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Now, y'all, when I was over there, there were two, not one, but two cods in the P.O. box. And so I went and I looked at them. And, y'all, the first cod is from none other than the other Omar up there in the Chicago's, y'all. And so, y'all, I had to break the news to him that Big Ricky was moving up there. He had no idea. And so, y'all, I broke the news to him, and he said he'd be moving soon. But now, y'all, this is a... oh, Doug, I see. Y'all, it is a... what is this? It's a picture of... it looks like one of Santa's elves or one of those yard elves. But, y'all, he's wearing a harness and boots and a black hat and got nipple rings, and he's filling up a pond. I wonder if this is in the Woodland Hills, Walnut Hills. And, y'all, it says, Bird Freddy, I saw this cod and thought of you. It reminds us not to piss away the crema season. Lots of love and fat from Chicago. I hope you get all the ham you can eat this holiday season. Omar, the other O.com. And, y'all, he has included... return address labels. So, y'all, I'm guessing he expects a crema card in return. So, Omar, thank you so much. That's lovely. It's the first leather gnome crema card I've received. So, anyway, and y'all know this next one comes to me, Par Avion, y'all. It is Par Avion. And, y'all, it is from Greenford, Windsor. Y'all, it is the Royal Mail. And y'all, on the back, what does that say there? Return to, and there's an address there that I can almost read. So, y'all, whoever sent this to me, you may have to send me an e-letter so I can know what it says, because it's a little hard to read your handwriting. Anyways, so let's open this up here. And y'all, okay, I see. It is, y'all, I'm seeing a theme here. Y'all, it is a large black man in a Santa hat and a red jock strap. And y'all, he's got on these red gloves. Oh, dear, I got to see. And very muscly and dear, I got to see. And, y'all, it says, Bird Freddy, thanks for all the entertainment this past year. Isn't it about time you stopped? You stopped? Ah! How dare you! Happy FF Festive, Crema. And y'all, that is from the Red FF Pup, Michael. And y'all, Michael has included some, scratch-offs for Big Fatty. Y'all, we've got the Money Spider. Y'all, there are five of those. Those are a pound each. The Money Spider and the Mystic Dog. Y'all, that's five of the Mystic Dog and five of the Money Spider. Y'all, I am sensing a theme here. Yes, Big Freddy. Yes, indeed. Born is the King of So, Michael, FF Pup, e-letter me your return address. I think I can read it, but I'm not 100% sure on some of this. So, e-letter that to me so I can make sure I get a crema card out to you. And, y'all, if you've sent me a crema card to this point, you are on the list. And, y'all, if you want to receive a crema card, you need to send Big Fatty one. And, y'all, it's all over there under the top of the heap. It says, send Big Fatty a crema card. Over there on top of the heap at the BFO, and the address is there. And y'all, if you are so inclined to send a gift at, the Amazon wish list is there. And y'all, there it has been updated. There are new items over there. And y'all, you don't have to do any of that. You just don't have to do any of it, but there are some that want to do that. And you know, who am I to deprive them of the joy of giving at crema time? And y'all, you always accept gifts graciously. Yes, Big Fatty, accept them graciously. Y'all, speaking of gracious gifts, y'all, I have mentioned in the past how talented I thought Stephen the Uck is. And speaking of the Uck, because the Red FF Pup is over there in the Uck. And y'all, the Stephen the Uck is the one who created the BFO app for the iPhone and for the Android Hemorrhoid. And y'all, I've received some there's been some disturbing news from Stephen the Uck, and y'all, it has upset him greatly. I'm just going to read this to you, because I know so many of you have been so gracious and generous in purchasing the BFO app, and y'all, this applies only to the iPhone app, because Stephen the Uck writes to Big Friday, "Big Friday, I've heard that another commandment has been handed down from atop the mount by one Mr. Steve Jobs. Obviously, I love Apple and Apple products. After all, I own many of them for my work and home life. However, I am deeply saddened by the news. In fact, I'm very, very upset by it. I canceled a whole night of activities I had planned because I just didn't feel the life and the soul of the party anymore. As you know, I developed the iPhone apps, and y'all, and the BFO is one of them. Today, Apple announced that they are blocking apps that contain radio tuners as part of their functionality. And y'all, the BFO is one of those, and this applies to radio tuners that access only one station. And by a radio tuner, y'all, the Pride 48 is considered a radio tuner because you can tune in to that one station. He's very upset, and he thinks that this is going to mean that the updates for this app are going to go away, and the app Pride 48 portion of it is just going to eventually stop working. It hasn't yet, but it is eventually going to stop working because it's just not going to happen. But y'all, the free version will continue to work because it doesn't have. But you know, if you've already bought the paid version, it's basically going to become the free version. The free app will continue to receive updates. So once the paid version stops working, y'all, we'll let you know, and you can just go over there and start enjoying the free version, or you can just go ahead and download it now. Yes, Big Freddy. However, for the users of the Android Hemorrhoid, there are no changes for their paid and free apps. He says, please stress to your listeners, only the paid app on the iPhone will cease to be developed and updated. Android users will continue to get updates for both the paid and free apps. Also, stress this is down to a decision by... this is because of a decision by Steve Jobs, where he has seen fit to exclude radio apps from the store. Sorry to bring the bad news. He goes on to say that it's not all bad news, because the Android Hemorrhoid, he's just updated it to version 1.3, and it has fixed some color issues. Racist, y'all. And the hidden Easter eggs, the BFO blog updates, the contact section, the app info Twitter feed, the support form, and the information about generic server have all been updated. So they're all, the Easter eggs are over there on the Android Hemorrhoid, Miss West. Yes.
Sounds simple enough to me.
Yes, it's very simple. You just have to have a hemorrhoid. Ah!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.